Return to Camp Blood, Episode 18, Community Spotlight with Jason Parker. This episode is brought to you by Friday the 13th Franchise.com. Be sure to head over to the site for up-to-the-minute news about anything and everything Friday related. Welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Chris, joined by my fellow counselor, Oz.
Hey, what's happening, people?
Yeah, so another night without E and Eric, but that's all right. Me and Oz got this shit.
Yeah, we're on a skeleton crew tonight, but we'll handle it.
So tonight we have with us Jason Parker, webmaster of Friday the 13th Franchise.com. How are you doing tonight, Jason?
Doing very good. Thanks a lot for having me on tonight.
Yeah, and for those of you guys that don't know, the website Jason is the webmaster of just picked us up as a contributor podcast, so we appreciate that, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. No, looking forward to having your episodes on the website. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know a lot of the fans look forward to the podcasts and shows. So.
Oh yeah, we're already seeing quite a bit of traffic coming from your site, so we appreciate it.
Oh great, excellent.
And I can't tell you how good that our logo looks on your website, man. It's fantastic. Sometimes I pull it up on my phone, just to be like, I'm feeling a little down, and I look at it, and I'm like, you know what, I feel a little better.
Very cool.
So how long have you had the site up, Jason?
The site, we're in our fifth year right now. And prior to the site, I actually wrote on a blog for another Friday the 13th website for a couple of years as well before I decided to kind of start my own site and kind of jump in on my own two feet and see what I could do. And so far, it's been really good. I've been able to break some exclusive stories on the site within the last, 4 or 5 years. And I get pretty positive responses from all the fans, and that's really what the site's all about. It's about bringing fans together and giving them some place to go to not only read about, new news on the franchise itself, but to kind of get the retrospectives and the editorials and to learn, something about the site or the franchise, I should say, that maybe they didn't know about before.
Oh, yeah, you do an excellent job of curating the information that's on there. It's a wealth of knowledge, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I think Eric uses your site a lot, like especially right before we did these past two interviews with, well, actually, nobody would know about those yet, but we did some interviews, and he looked up to see what kind of things you guys asked him so we could, because we're kind of new at interviewing people. And he just wanted to see, how the real guys did it.
Well, I tell you, I haven't done a podcast myself, and man, I think it's been about 2 years now. And I know it takes a lot. It's a lot of prep work and time, and not only touching base with them, but finding a tie-in that's mutually exclusive for everyone involved to talk, and that's not always easy. It really isn't. So. Everything that you guys are doing now is, I definitely respect that, and I know the time it takes to do it. So,
yeah, well, we definitely appreciate that. It's a labor of love, though.
that it is.
It has to be. It really has to be because nobody's paying you to do this. No one's paying me to do my site, and you really have to want to do it and enjoy doing it. Otherwise, it just never works for you.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you've seen that with several of the other Friday shows. They do a couple episodes and you don't hear from them again.
Yeah, no, it happens. It happens a lot. And I'm also I'm at fault with that too, with the podcast especially. I really wish I could.
Well, hey
more.
Man, given what you've done with the website, I can definitely see why you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, there is all kinds of information on here, and I could spend a week going through and just reading and researching and just learning things that I didn't know before. And I thought I pretty much knew everything about Friday.
So. No, it's interesting. Up until I'd say about 10 years ago, I thought I knew everything until Peter Bracke's book came out. And that was, I think that opened a lot of people's eyes to what really was going on with the films that were in production. And, you know, for instance, you know, with Warrington Gillette, who played Jason in part two, or who we all thought played Jason for the entire part two, you know, everyone thought that he was the guy. And if it wasn't for Peter Brackey's book and a couple of subsequent conventions after the book came out, you know, we may never have known that Steve Dash actually played him for the majority of the film, you know, and that's, you know, so we all learn. And, you know, the website that I created is kind of a, just an, I always look at it as an extension of Peter's book. You know, he kind of brought everything together, and now we just kind of piece it in like as a puzzle and kind of keep running with it. So.
Well, so does he have anything to do with the website, or?
No, actually, no. But I have communicated with him before. He's a big fan of the site, and he really helped me out when they released him and Dan Farrens released the digital ebook version of that of Crystal Lake Memories back in 2012. I talked to those guys a lot, and they really liked the site. And I've worked with Dan Farrens too when they released the Crystal Lake Memories documentary in 2013. They give me information. Like, I'll ask them questions from time to time. Some people will send me emails with tips on certain things, and you know, I'm not too sure about it. I'll consult those guys, especially Peter, because Peter knows everything. I mean, he knows everything. And if you ask him a question about any little thing about any of the movies in the franchise, he'll know the answer pretty much within seconds. He's that good.
Now, I know you said you were writing for a blog before you started the your website.
Sure.
But in the end, what made you want to set out on your own and do your own thing?
Well, you know, it's funny. I grew up as a fan, obviously, in the 80s, watching the movies. But once I got into high school and in like the early to mid 90s, I kind of fell out of it. I mean, I still watched the movies, but my fandom wasn't as big. It wasn't until I got out of high school and college and whatnot that I really, you know, was, you know, liking the movies more and more again and just kind of getting back into it. When the new film was announced around 2007, I'm like, man, I really have some knowledge myself, and I really want to write about it because I love the film so much. I got an opportunity to write on the blog, and at first I was kind of nervous because I'd never really done it before. I'm not a writer, and I just kind of learned. That's when Twitter was just, and Facebook were just really starting to get big, and just plugging into social media and kind of following along with the other websites that were just started as well around that time, horror websites in particular. I really found that it was something I enjoyed doing, that I could keep doing, and not just as we kind of just talked about with the podcast, where you do a couple posts or, you know, podcast episodes and then you're just like, nah, I'm done. I found that I really wanted to keep going with it. And on that blog I wrote for previously, it just got to a point where I was basically creating all the content for the blog and the site in general. And I just felt like, you know, I needed to do it on my own and see if I could really do it without, you know, I don't know if you want to call it handholding, but you know, the shelter of having something that was already established. And so I said, what the heck, we'll give it a try. And within the first 6 months, I had a lot of people who were following me previously really like what I was doing. So I kept going, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I had, you know, like I mentioned, Peter and Dan Farrens, they contacted me and they said, you were doing a really good job. And, you know, we'd love to, you know, break exclusives on your site first, because you're a fan, you know, instead of some of these other websites that, you know, they're corporate entities. You know, a lot of the main horror websites, you know, they're owned by corporations. And so they really like the fact that I'm a fan, but I run this site and it looks like more of an official site. It's not just a blog.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And so, thank you. And so it just, everything kind of came together, and it's the support of everybody that kind of, really, it's what keeps me going. I mean, because, you know, I'm in my late 30s now, and I have 3 kids, and I have a job and other things going on. So if it wasn't for, you know, guys like you running your show and other people that I talk to throughout the days and weeks, I probably would leave it up. I wouldn't update it as much, but I love it. And I'm hoping this new movie gets made so I can have more to write about.
Right. Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah, we're hoping for the same thing. You know, Eric the other day was just complaining to me about, hey, man, you know, we're about halfway through the movies now. you know, are we going to start a new show? Are we going to keep going with this one? What are you going to do? I'm like, dude, we got a TV show possibly on the horizon, a video game later this year, and a new movie almost definitely for next year. So I think we're going to be good for a little bit. If all of that comes to fruition, we're going to be good.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, I have some knowledge of that going on with the TV show and the video game. I can't say a whole lot.
You heard it first here.
But I wouldn't bank on the video game this year. Let's put it that way.
Well, if that's the one we're not banking on for this year, I'm good with that.
I could be wrong, but I have a very strong feeling we will not be getting the video game this year. So,
well, that independent company is putting out that game. It's not exactly Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. but you know, it's the game where Kane Hodder, Henry Manfredini's in there, done the music for it, and Tom Savini is a part of that whole thing too. I forget what it's called.
Summer Camp.
That's it. Summer Camp. The one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is that at least. I mean, it's something.
I almost think that Sean Cunningham should just scrap their project altogether and just back that game because it looks really good. And if they could just put Friday the 13th on there, it would sell. It would really, really sell.
Oh yeah. Well, especially with Kane being in there mm-hmm. and all the, you know, and all the rest of the guys. But yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, I still think that the official Friday the 13th game is it's in progress, but I really don't think they're going to have it done. I mean, that's 2 months away. It's supposed to release in October. I just don't see it. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. The television show, they've done a lot of work on that show. I haven't heard and I still don't know when they're going into production on that, but it's supposed to be next year when they air it. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that because that'll give us a whole lot more content to talk about.
Now tell me about it. I've been writing, like I said, on the site for 5 years, and the entire time I've had my site, I mean, they keep talking about a movie, and then it never happens and it falls apart. And it's like I'm just dying to write about a new movie. It's something new, you know?
Oh, yeah. Speaking along the lines of the movie, I don't know how much information you have on that, but what are your hopes for the new movie?
Well, you know, I'm the kind of guy that I'm usually pretty open to anything. I actually like when they try something new with the series as opposed to a lot of fans who don't like when they try. In fact, I'm a big Jason Goes to Hell fan.
We are having you on the show when we talk about that movie because the rest of us hate it.
I will defend that movie to the end of time.
All right.
I'm a huge fan. In fact, I have so much stuff from that movie. I have a huge amount of memorabilia from that movie. It's so funny. Whenever I tell people that I'm a fan of the movie, they just, their jaw drops and they're like, "We run this site, but you like Jason Goes to Hell?" It's what I get every time. And I, you know, by the end of my conversations with people, I don't turn them around and be like, "Oh, it's a good movie," but at least they kind of understand where I'm coming from and they kind of see things a little differently. I'm a big fan of that, but as opposed to, but back to what your question was, for the new movie, I, you know, when they were talking about found footage, which has been years they've been doing that, I was actually pretty open to it if it was done in a certain way. That's pretty much been dispelled now.
Yeah, same here.
And so, you know, what the direction they're taking now in the summer camp, I think, is the way you got to go. And that's the way they're talking about. Setting it in the 80s sounds great. However, you know, almost feels like if you really push to make it set in the 80s, it almost becomes like a parody of itself. And I don't know if I want that. And I don't know if that's what's going to end up being the end
result.
Well,
yeah, I mean, because some of the later films, man, I mean, as much as I love a lot of those films, that's pretty much what they are, a parody of themselves.
And that's why I didn't like the later ones, because it was mm-hmm. just too much slapstick comedy and, you know. a parody is pretty good. I can't think of a better way to describe it, but
yeah, it's interesting when you watch the later films. I hadn't watched Jason X in probably 3 or 4 years, and I just watched it a few weeks ago, and it's not a bad movie in terms of a movie set in space with Marines chasing a bad guy, you know. Sure.
And you know what? That is always my argument for that movie too. That exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's it it really isn't a bad movie. It just doesn't fit within the franchise like people want it to. I don't watch it a lot, but I think it's fine. But the one I have a really hard time watching is Freddy vs. Jason. I can watch it, and it's a fun movie. But I'll tell you, Mark Swift, the writer, one of the co-writers of that movie, he'd kill me if he heard me say this, and maybe he will hear this. I don't know, but you know, some of the characters and dialogue in there are pretty bad. I mean, like yeah, it's okay, cringe-worthy. And
okay.
Now,
Kelly Rowling was horrible in that movie.
That was the best part of that movie is getting to see her get killed.
You know, but in their defense, him and Damian Shannon, there were certain scenes, lines, and character quirks that they weren't responsible for. And so, it's a hard movie to watch in spots. But I do like the ending. I think the ending is pretty cool. So it's made for that audience, and it made money for New Line. And I guess, you know, for what it is, it's fine.
Hey, that honestly was one of my favorite of the season of the whole franchise.
Okay.
Me and E, when we were stationed together back in the day, we seen it like 4 times in the theater.
Oh, I was excited to see it. I really, when it came out of the theater, I was psyched. I mean, they've been talking about that since, you know, in the late 80s. And so it was great to see it on the screen. I liked some of the things they did with Jason. The one thing that people hate in that movie is when they're in the dream and he turns into the kid, like because of the water, you know, frightens them. And then he turns into the kid, and then Freddy like says, oh, now we're getting somewhere, something like that. I thought that was really cool that they kind of wrote that in. I just thought it was a neat kind of way to, you know, maybe get some more backstory on Jason and have like a character like Freddy really get into his head. But nobody liked it, so I don't know. I'm different like that.
I'm right there with you. I enjoyed that whole scene, especially when Freddy's throwing him around like he's playing a pinball machine. That shit was great.
I think I would have liked it better had Kane Hodder been Jason. I'm really just not a fan of the Kane singer. He reminds me of he was like Frankenstein. He wasn't like Jason. I mean,
yeah, the performance is very stiff. And again, it's not Ken's fault. I met Ken before. I've talked about the movie, and he's a really nice guy, and he really put a lot into that character. And it's really not his fault. I mean, he was literally following the direction of Ronnie Yu. I mean, he told him to do this. He told him to act like that. But it really is it's a stiff portrayal of the character in a lot of ways. But Ken's work in Jason Takes Manhattan, you know, very brief as Jason, wasn't bad. And I would have actually liked to see him try in that movie too, and see what he looked like with a different director, and see what he could have done more with that. His Jason and Freddy vs. Jason is probably the worst. Definitely. I have to agree.
Yeah. I mean, my problem with especially the latter half of the franchise is that you would think that all the fans of the show, there would be a lot more fans who are directors, and maybe they could have got somebody more passionate about the franchise itself to direct some of the, especially in the New Line era, some of those movies. I mean, it seems like, I know the first couple, they got people who didn't know shit about the series, and I understand that, but later on, it just feels like, man, just get somebody in there that loves the franchise, that knows it, and that'll do the shit justice.
Right. No, I agree. Exactly. You know, and I like what Mark Swift and Damian Shannon did with the latest movie, the 2009 film. I like that movie a lot. I thought it was really good. In fact,
a lot of people hate on it, but I totally, I mean, that's honestly, until the reboot, the last Friday the 13th movie that I actually really liked was Part 5.
Okay. Yeah. No,
just to be honest.
I know a couple people who they think only 1 through 5 exist, and that's it. literally, that's it. Those are the only movies that exist.
And it's 1 through 5 and the reboot for me. I mean, the rest, I could definitely do without the rest.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, everybody has their favorites. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was really getting into the movies in the late 80s, I mean, the New Blood was the one I always watched. For some reason, I just love that movie so much. And it's still, you know, for me now, it's still good, but it's definitely not up there in the top, you know, what I would say the best.
Oh, I know. I was pretty much the same way until we started doing the show and we started revisiting some of the older titles that I didn't maybe watch a lot. And now, man, Part 2 is probably up there for me in much the same way.
Which one is your favorite, if you don't mind me asking, Jason?
The final chapter.
Same here. Same here. Yeah. That was the first one I actually saw in the theater.
Okay.
I was 10 years old, and I really related to the Tommy character, and mm-hmm. It was great.
That movie to me is like, you know, the very first movie it's a whodunit, and they really didn't know what they were doing it with that movie. And the second movie is kind of like, okay, now we need to really create this killer that people can identify with, that we can make more movies with. And so they brought Jason out, and they tweaked what they did in the first movie, but they still kind of weren't quite there yet. And then the third movie, they give him the hockey mask. They really, I think the third movie, they really perfect what we know as the formula for the franchise now. But it was the fourth movie where they were like, okay, we got everything ready. And Joe Zito, the director, is like, we're just going to go for it all. And they threw
right,
everything
yeah, they
in
went,
that movie.
Yeah, he went balls to the wall for part four. I mean, that's my favorite Jason too, not just my favorite movie. I mean, Ted White to me was just, I mean, he just was so menacing, and it just comes across, you know, the kills were great. You know, he had a couple of kills with his bare hands. I mean, it was just that dude's just a stud, man. He's a great guy. I met him a couple of times.
It's nice with that movie, because they finally brought a crew in that hadn't worked on the first three movies. And you could tell there's a difference to it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you had Steve Miner and those guys, they were all had their hands in that movie in some capacity in the first three. And this fourth movie really kind of, they were like, okay, let's bring in, you know, new director, different writers. And they really, you know, they really created this, it was almost like this really tense atmosphere all the time. And, you know, it wasn't hokey at all. And it just, it to me, just was like, that's the ultimate Friday the 13th movie. If there was ever one, that would be the one, definitely.
Right. Well, and that, honestly, I've seen them all. That's the only one that really legitimately scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was 10, but I mean, there's still times. I mean, if I was to pop in the Blu-ray right now and watch it, and I tell people all the time, and I told Ted this, you know, that scene where he busts through the door after Trish, you know, gets him with the, that still makes the hair on the back of my neck, you know, go up, man. I mean, it's just a great scene.
And, sure.
You know, that one's also my favorite, hands down.
Definitely.
Well, normally at this time in the show, I would ask you where we could find you on the web, but we've been plugging the website so much. I'm pretty sure everybody knows, but just to repeat, Jason runs the Friday 13th franchise.com. So check them out. Like I said, we really appreciate the fact that you added this as a contributor podcast. And if we really would like to have you on the show for Jason Goes to Hell.
Sure.
If you do like that one. So be ready to defend your position.
Yeah,
sir.
No, I will drop a ton of knowledge for you guys on that movie. Yes, definitely.
All right, yeah.
We got plenty of ammunition to throw at you.
And I'm sure it's very legitimate too, and I will agree with you, I'm sure, yes.
Well, all right, man. We really appreciate you joining us for the show tonight. Like I said, thank you for what you do for the community. Normally with these shows, we're highlighting people that most people don't know anything about, but I'm pretty sure that most people in the Friday community know who you are, or at least have been to your website before.
Well, I hope so, but you know, I never want to think like that. I always want to try to get more people to there if I can. And it's not something that I'm like, it's not an ego thing like that. I genuinely want people to discover the site so they can find things that they may not have known about, you know, the franchise before. And if I've done that, then that's perfect. That's what I want. So,
well, you have achieved that, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's like the Smithsonian of the Friday franchise.
Well, I'm still trying to improve it. Definitely. We got more to do, I think. So,
well, all right, man. We will be in contact with you in the future when we're going to do our Jason Goes to Hell episode.
Definitely. No, I'm on board with that, guys. Let me know. And then definitely look forward to getting some of these new shows on the site, so we can start promoting you guys that way too.
Yeah, absolutely. We really appreciate it again, man.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right. Well, that was pretty awesome. That's the guy who's supporting our show right now in a major way.
Absolutely.
And the franchise in general.
Yeah, our fellow Friday brother.
Yeah. And so, as always, you can support the show by rating us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever the hell else you use to listen to the show. If you want to support us financially, you can check out campbloodpodcast.com/donate for options. If you want to ask us a question of Vindicated Theory you might have, you can contact the show by sending an email to feedback@campbloodpodcast.com. You can also text or leave us a voicemail at 757-637-0216. Until next time.
You're going to Camp Blood, ain't you? Never come back again. It's got a death curse.
Return to Camp Blood as a proud member of the Tangent Bound Network.